This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Brought to you by Hempstead Dental, a proud Joy sponsor.
Brush your teeth. You brush your teeth.
It's Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. There's a familiar sound, Mario Brothers. But the reason why I've got it on is because we're getting a little geeky now on the show, as I am joined by the festival director of the Melbourne Queer Games Festival. Luke, hello, how are you?
Hello, listeners. Hello, Dean. How's it going?
Oh, I'm all right. Let's get you some applause. There we go. We filled all the sound effects as quickly as possible for the start of the show, haven't we?
Yes. Oh, that cut off quick.
Now, the second year of the Melbourne Queer Games Festival is coming up, and you've just put a call out for any LGBTIQ games by games developers to be able to showcase in this year's festival. So what was last year's festival like? Because it was the first time that you'd ever done it.
Yes, well, we were inspired by the Melbourne Queer Film Festival, which just brings all these great films from around the world. And we thought there's nothing like that for queer games because it's a bit of a new genre and it's sort of very underappreciated in my opinion. And we thought, well, let's try that. And we just put a worldwide call out for games, and we thought we'd get 20 and we got 50.
Wow. Okay. You must have been very overwhelmed by that response.
We were overwhelmed because 50 games sounds great on paper, but you have to play them all. And
I mean, that doesn't sound like a bad way to do
things. It's a tough life. It really is.
Yeah, it's not that complicated.
No.
Well, you say that.
Yep.
But it must have been great receiving all these different LGBTIQ games from all around the world, because when it comes to games, a lot of us probably go, I don't know what's out there. I don't know what's going on. And to be able to receive stuff from developers that are making things or have been making things for the last couple of years, it must have been really engaging to see what the shape of those kind of games are like and what representation is for our communities.
Well,
there.
I had an inkling that it'd be something special because, computer games are not really known for their emotional impact and for their, bold storytelling and stuff like that. But queer developers, I've kept my ear to the ground for the last few years.
And well, you are one as well, aren't
exactly,
you?
Exactly, right. And there's just been a lot of great work just sort of coming out of it and just really heartfelt. And it's all super raw and unpolished, and so you've got to sort of sift for the gems a bit. But when you find one, it just, it's like a punch in the gut or just it's empowering and
it's the diamond
charming
in the rough kind
and
of,
love. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So
you're putting the call out again, reaching out for more, new games, different games and stuff that people have been working on. So you've put the call out for this year's festival.
Yes. Well, it was only going to be a one-off, but I think we have unfinished business a bit. So we're going to do a second one, and we don't think it'll be as big because there was pent-up demand for the first one.
Yeah.
So
it's worth a try. Yeah, it went well. Yep. Because the whole thing, the festival happens online, doesn't it? People log in and play the games.
Yes, and we have live streamers who play it, and we've got a few bots that give it a go because AI and all that is kind of maybe that's queer in a way. So we try and sort of dip into that a little bit too. And
it must be great to be able to explore gaming in this way, in a different way, rather than people just getting up and playing, because a lot of people are used to playing, they'll play their games on their own. So be able to have this space to have all these queer games sitting together, it must be really exciting to bring it all together.
Well, I'm not really a people person, so
there was a
but
big
I but I take your point
when,
Dean.
With that question.
Yeah, I take your point. Yeah, no, it's all lovely. I mean, it is just these little threads and just bring them all together, sort of you connect it, because a lot of the developers are working by themselves and they're often in rural communities around the world, so just to sort of all their students or they're not out of the closet,
because you're
of
not
them
just looking to games from Australia, are you?
No,
it's a worldwide call out.
Absolutely. I mean, we do have some games from as far away as Sydney, so it's very we get German games and American games, they're probably, and UK make a lot of games too, and Taiwan and Hong Kong.
Well, that's true. I've heard that they do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the games are, so the call is out now for any LGBTIQ game developers.
Big games,
if you've got
small
a game
games,
doesn't matter what size it is.
Student games, like trash games,
small.
Serious games.
Because I mean there's a lot of different types of games, aren't there?
Absolutely.
A lot of I guess when we think games, we automatically think, what does that mean? Does that mean fighting? Does that mean this? But games and gaming can take on a whole different life, can't it?
Well, we actually got a little bit of pushback by applying, the LGBT alphabet to games, also from queer people too, as well as non-queer. It's just this element of games don't
do
really...
Do games have to be that sexualized or gendered?
Well, yeah. Do they, you know, if I'm a queer developer, I'm making a game, have I made a queer game? Like, some of them...
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, they feel, you know, and there's a bit of pushback on that in some regards, and...
So, is it that you're a queer developer, or is it that you're creating a queer game?
Well, I think...
Let me put that question to you.
If you're a queer developer working in games... You're probably not so likely to be making an explicitly queer game.
Yeah.
But does that mean that you've got an easier ride for you, or that you're deserving of less support from the community in a way? So
when you're putting a call out for the games, is it across the board? Like, if you're a developer, this is where I'm getting confused. I don't know whether you said yes or no.
No, I've gone off on a bit of a tangent.
Okay.
I've
done that before.
Yeah, so you can't be everything to everyone.
I try really hard.
We just want people to like us. That's all we want, isn't it?
True.
So this is actually, it's a festival for queer games. And when you go to submit your game, there's a little bit of a checkbox that you have to tick off to just, I affirm that this has got queer themes and all that sort of stuff. Because it's not really done. There's a couple of academic conferences around the world about queer themes in games. But there's nothing quite like just a queer games festival, which is just about the games and the LGBTIQ games.
So this was the first kind of one like this last year.
I wouldn't say there are conferences and other festivals have gaming components.
Okay.
So, you know, but it's just nice to have a dedicated one that's quite small and about the games themselves. It's not even about the developers so much in a way. So,
and I mean, I understand you can get a bit of pushback, but part of that is because, you know, we want to see that within this space. This kind of representation does matter to people to be able to just see it. And it can be as simple as a same-sex attracted character or being able to have the gender diversity of the character exist somewhere. Or it can be how the game exists or what's going on within it.
Well, this is one of the reasons why I really love sort of teasing out these themes, is because it's like, I think if you say to someone, what makes a queer game? They'll go, oh, it's got like a lesbian main character or something. But games are much more than just the characters and the stories. There's sort of a gameplay element.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is gameplay is like this eternal question in game developers, you know. One of the games that...
I don't think there'll ever be an answer to that, though.
No. It's like, can you make rules so someone will have fun, or do you create a space where they create their own fun in a way? And it's this sort of... Yeah, it's this really nice thing. And Robert Yang is a developer in the US, and he does sort of... He thinks about gay game players. And so, like, you know, we're often used to, like, pressing buttons on a joystick.
Yeah.
But he'll have, like, a component of the game where you have to, like... stroke the controller, you know, to kind of reproduce.
There's so many comments I want to say to that.
Yeah, but that he does that deliberately. Go, well, this is queer gameplay, you know, this is gay gameplay.
Okay,
well,
there you go.
Yeah, and it's so that really kind of gets you thinking about what is a queer game. And
so essentially the deal is you've got to have LGBTIQ themes within your game.
It's very, very broad. Like, we're pretty unlikely to turn anyone away. So
the festival's going to be happening later this year.
October. It's part of Melbourne International Games Week.
That's exciting.
We fit around the other... We don't quite have a day yet, so it's probably the Monday or the Tuesday, but we'd like to fit in around the other events.
Yeah.
So...
Because we're the minnow. That way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're almost like an intervention in Melbourne International Games Week, I feel. Like, to sort of go... Games can be political, and games, you know, there's more to gaming than just, you know, Super Mario, really.
Oh, I love it. Well, yeah. I mean, I was playing the theme at the start of the set, but that's true. Well, if you are a game developer and you have been working on something that has LGBTIQ themes or have created something, then all you've got to do is get in touch with the Melbourne Queer Games Festival, and you could have your game highlighted as a part of the festival this year. So how do people do that?
Oh, well, we have a pretty good website that's soft launched. It's mqgf.com.au, Melbourne Queer Games Festival.com.au.
It's all the abbreviations, yeah.
Yep, all the information's there. It's super simple. It's very lo-fi festival.
I feel like you're talking yourself down when you say that. I think it's great that this
celebrating
exists
it.
And great that it's achieved. I think it's really awesome. Cool. And yeah, it just sits there, it exists, and it celebrates these games that have been created and exist.
And you can check out last year's entries too.
Oh, there you go. So you can head to it right now, have a look at what was already there last year. And if you know of a game developer, hit them up. Let them know. If you know someone's had something in the works or have created something, we want to hear about it. Luke, thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Be sure to head to mqgf.com.au to check out the Melbourne Queer Games Festival if you have a game to put down there, or if you can just check out the ones from last year. I'm going to look forward to talking to you before the second Melbourne Queer Games Festival in October. Luke, thank you so much for joining us. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.